again, everybody, and welcome to an all-new episode of Road Trip After Hours. I'm your host, Mac Davis, along with my WWE Hall of Famer co-host, Mr. Teddy Long. Hey, Teddy.
Hey, good afternoon there, Mac. How you doing today, player?
I'm doing like shit. Didn't expect that answer at all, did you?
No, I did not.
I'm having a great day, man. I'm having a great day.
No, you're just trying to make up all them screw-ups you've been doing over the past weeks.
Teddy, enjoy the moonwalk, will you?
Okay.
We got a special guest today you got to introduce.
Yeah, man. We got my main man, a man that I had the opportunity to travel with in the WWF before it even changed over to the WWE. And I rode with this man here for a long, long time. We shared hotel rooms and we did a lot of stuff together. I was one of the people that he even invited to his house to stay, and nobody had never been in Mike Yoda's house. They'd never spent no time there or nothing, and he invited me to stay a couple of nights at his house and everything. So
all the hotels must have been booked up then. He must have been forced to do that.
No, he wasn't forced. The hotels were good. He just said, Teddy, come stay with me. You know what I mean? So
maybe you had the hookup that night. Who knows? Go ahead, Teddy. Who was it? I'm sorry. Okay. I can't help myself, Teddy. Go ahead.
Anyway, yes. I ain't going to go any further because you're just going to screw this up. So right now, I'm going to bring on my main man. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the WWE's referee of the year, the referee of my childhood. That's what a lot of the fans walk up to him and they say to him when they see him, you were the ref of my childhood. I'm talking about none other than Mike Chioda.
Man, Welcome. What's up, player? Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on the show, Mac. Teddy, good to see you again, brother.
Hey, good to see you too, man.
And talking about one thing with this show called Road Trips After Hours, how many nights have we spent after TV, after TV, after show, driving for 4 hours till 4 or 5 in the morning?
Well, now, since you're talking about that, Mike, how about telling us a story or two about you and Teddy? Because I don't get to hear too many stories with Teddy involved. So you got any good ones?
Man, you know what? If it was like, I felt like I was riding along with Snoop Dogg for kind of a long time, you know?
I wonder why.
And Teddy had all the knowledge in the business, man, and what a mentor he was to me. Teddy was a referee. He was one hell of a manager. He was general manager. He's done so much in the business. The man just always dressed sharp. I was just always got me to the gym in the morning. Always got me to the gym, man. Doing that cardio. We had a lot of nice road trips, man. And, you know, sometimes we'd have a little bit of a six pack of Coronas or some lime. I remember Teddy used to like that lime Corona and stuff, man.
Yep. The lime Budweiser's.
Yeah. The Budweiser lime or something.
Yeah.
We used to drink that. And we'd have fun on the road, man, just driving for hours. And I'm telling you, like, after being at TV's, for 12 hours from like noon to like midnight, and then you get out and drive for 4 or 5 hours. How many mornings, Ted, do we be hearing the birds chirping? We'd be
checking in some hotels and the birds are chirping. The sun is coming up and we're just checking in to try to go to bed. This is like 6 in the morning and we got to be right back up around 10. Okay, and getting ready to try to go to TV. So I'm back up at 10. I'm making Kyoto get up. Fuck, we got to go to the gym. Let's go. You know, because I felt so much better after I went to the gym and then I went to TV. I had a better day, you know, because I know how stressful it is at that TV sometimes. So, man, you just want to try to be able to relax. And I'll tell you a real good story about me and Mike. You know, I always did the driving. You know what I mean? I didn't worry about driving. And so one time, you know, one day that I was just tired. I think we was up around... it's that little town out of Maryland. Might have been Salisbury.
Salisbury, Maryland. Yeah,
where the water is there.
Yep.
Okay, but anyway, Salisbury. It was that town. Ocean and so City. I think we were leaving there and we was going to New York or somewhere. So I didn't say much. So I started driving. So I was getting sleepy. So I finally look over. I said, man, I got to get some rest. So I tell Kyoto, I said, come on, you're going to have to drive. Oh, no problem, Teddy. I'm ready. I got it. So I get out, I let Kyoto drive, and so I finally go off to sleep there. And the next thing I know, I wake up, we're like in a tailspin. We're going off this thing, the car's about to flip. I'm like, oh, what is going on? And so Kyoto has took this exit, and he's doing about 90 miles an hour, and he's getting off of this exit, so he's about to flip. I start screaming at him, get out! Get out!
I got it. Oh, man.
I'm like, I'll drive. Get out!
Your ass is walking now.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
No. And I told him about that story too, Mike. You remember when we was driving that night and they had that car accident and we drove up on it and we saw this dead body. They had it covered up, but they had the arm just hanging out, man.
Hanging
we could see the
person. Hanging out.
I can see you right now looking at Mike going, I told you, you son of a bitch. See, that's what would have happened. I would imagine Teddy's temper was pretty high back then, too, because Teddy can get a temper when he wants to, right?
Yeah, Teddy would fire up. Oh, yeah, when need be, Teddy will fire up on you. Oh, yeah. That's for sure. No shit, boy. But it would take a lot to get Teddy to fire up, you know. But
yeah, it was easy going, man. But, you know, it's just so much you can take, you know. So, that's you know. Right. And then sometimes you have to fire up to let people know, hey, you know, I will be the man now if that's what I got to be.
And after days like that of driving till 6 in the morning, getting up, getting to the gym, hurry up the TV, then they got a piss cup waiting for you for $2,500.
Oh, God. Jeez. I mean, just can't have any fun, can you?
Oh, man, you were trying. Oh, my God. But
the other thing, too, Kyoto, we want to have you on, too, man. Tell us what's going on with you now, man. And, you know, and I know right now, you know, a lot of fans, a lot of the promoters are requesting you and booking you in different events. So tell us how they can get in touch with you and what's going on with you now.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Teddy Edding, reach me at Twitter, at MJC Kyoto. And you can reach me at michael.kyoto84@yahoo.com for bookings and everything. Signing, seminars, and all that. I'm doing signing, seminars. You know, training some reps here and there and, you know, a lot of podcasts, but, you know, doing a lot of things, man. I got a documentary going on right now.
Wow.
Hopefully with TA Films and they're out of Charlotte. So hopefully we've been working on it for a year and we're in talks with, you know, Chris Van Vliet and all that. So hopefully everything comes to a close and I can, you know, get this documentary done and get out to a streaming company. Doing a lot of other things. Just
you do podcasts as well, right?
Yeah, I do podcasts, you know, for ad-free shows and stuff. And with Paulie Bromwell and, you know, Paulie B and Mike C on ad-free, man, on every other Monday at Mailbag. It's been doing for like over 3 years now. And it's doing great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And, you know, we get about 30, 35 questions in every time, every podcast and all that, you know, Q&As. And we talk, you know, of course, wrestling and sports and just traveling and food. We talk everything, music. To everything, you know, so it's just it's been a great time. And, you know, who would have thought I'd been doing podcasts 3 years ago, you know, when I called me up and say, hey, you want to do podcasts? I'm like, podcasts? I'm like, what? I'm like,
but, yeah, that's the same way I was, Mike. I didn't care nothing about it until I started talking to Mac. Okay. And right. I saw Mac. I met him earlier and I saw Mac. He had just doing them by himself, you know, just one man band. And I never did really pay that any attention. And then I saw Mac, you know, he was just, you know, insisting on doing what he was doing. I'm like, well, fuck, let me help this man out here. Maybe I can learn something. And so that's how I met Mac. And now I understand it a lot better than I did. And so that's why I'm just so happy I met Mac. And I'm just happy to be with him. And we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. And like, you know, I'm doing a live podcast. It's a on the Rock and CM Punk match at WrestleMania. I'm doing one here at for ad free. We're doing a live one and it's like a watch along, you know.
So oh, cool.
Here at St. Pete's, you know, like we're doing the Friday before the Rumble down there near the stadium. So, you know, all these podcasts, man, it's just been huge, man. You see certain guys like Pat McAfee and all these other guys now and all these and it's blowing up. And it's wow, you know?
Yeah.
But it's been interesting. It's been a lot of fun to be able to tell your stories on the road and all that other stuff, man.
Let me ask you a quick story, Mike. Considering towards the end of your career, well, it was probably one of your last televised matches was Ric Flair's last match.
Right.
Any stories from that particular night and match that you can recall?
Man, I'm just glad that Ric Flair made it all the way through, man. You know,
were you scared? Because as a viewer, I was scared for him. So I can imagine you as the referee, you had to be overly concerned.
Totally overly concerned, especially, you know, focused on him. Yes. We had a lot of great talent in the ring. You know, of course, Ric Flair, and you had Jay Lethal that was carrying the match.
And Jeff Jarrett.
You know, and these guys, and Jeff Jarrett, for his age, he was in pretty damn good shape. And Andrade, which is a hell of a worker. So, I'm just glad my bump worked out at the end. Everything got together near the end. Everything, you know, worked out great, man. So, I mean, it was just a lot of concerns, a lot of ifs. But, I know ifs is a small word, but big meeting. But, you know, we got through the night, man. Everybody and Ric Flair got through the night, man. So, everybody was very happy at the end of the night, man.
I had heard that the match didn't quite go as it was planned, that there were some alterations. And I guess that was due to Ric. Is that what it was? Because I had heard that he just wasn't taking in enough fluids during the day.
Right. Yeah. Some probably dehydration, especially at a certain age or a certain, you get dehydrated a lot quicker than you normally would when you're, 30, 20, yeah. 30, 40, 50. So, I mean, when I was in the locker room with him that day, he was doing like 75 to 100 squats in certain little bit of time when I was sitting in his dress room. We were going over the match and I'm here with his trainer and I'm sitting there going, fuck, I can't do 75 to 100 squats. Period, and I was pretty impressed. So, it went well. I was glad to be a part of that match, and stuff like that. And it was one of the most televised matches I've done in the last couple of years. That's for sure.
Do you miss the daily grind at all?
Yeah. I mean, the daily, it's weird, and Teddy, you could probably confirm this. When you're on the road too long and you go on those Europe tours and you're going overseas and we're on the road and you're on the road too long, you want to get the hell home. Then when you're home too much, you can't wait to get back out on the road, man. And that's the only thing weird about these podcasts and doing these seminars and virtuals on the computer. I've been home too much. I need to get out. I need to get back out and travel, man.
Speaking of that, Mike, I was like that when I first come off the road. I was ready to go back to work. But after I come off the road and knew, I wasn't going to have to go back to work, then I adjusted, to being at home. And I tell you, man, after I got home for a while, I don't want to go nowhere.
No,
I love sleeping in my own bed every night. Yeah, yeah. I love doing what I'm doing now. I go do the comic cons, I go do the meet and greets of the indie shows, and I love doing that. I ain't under no stress. And I can go back. And so I just love exactly what I'm doing now. And I tell people all the time, when WWE called me, it's a surprise. Right. I mean, because I don't even think about them calling me. And then when they do, it's like, oh shit, what do they want?
Right.
So
right.
It's always a surprise to me. So they're not bothering me by not calling me.
No, I hear that. I mean, being on the road for so long, it's an adjustment. I mean, I know the wife wants me out of the house a lot.
I like the way you looked over your shoulder just then.
So, I mean, I know she wants me out of the house. Sometimes I'd be just going out of the house doing errands just to do some shit. Just get out of the house.
I had that too when my wife was alive. Yeah. She was kind of wanting me to get out too. Her. But yeah, when Tasha was, she would like that too. But woman. Like I said, man, it's just been fun being at home. Yeah. And I look at it a whole different way now. I'm able to train and keep myself in good shape and, and I ain't all stressed out. But only thing I miss is the paycheck, but I'm all right with that too.
Yeah, I hear you. As long as you can just live comfortably, that's all right with me too,
Right. So if they don't give me a paycheck, I'm going to still survive.
Yep. So how did you go about getting called for the Hall of Fame, Teddy? Did you do anything?
I've heard stories.
Yo, Trip, what's up, man? Philly's coming. Can you help a brother out?
Well, let me tell you this about the Hall of Fame. I got a call from Mark Carano. Now, he tells me one of the biggest lies that you could ever tell somebody. He calls me and he says, oh, Teddy, hey, God, guess what? I said, yeah, what is it, Mark? You're going to go in the Hall of Fame. So I said, okay. Well, I was in the meeting and we were just sitting around and Vince was saying, God, I wonder who could we put in the Hall of Fame? And I just yelled out, hey, Vince, how about with Teddy Long? He ain't called my name to nobody.
No way.
He ain't told Vince to put, if it had been live up to him, I wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame today. And Gilda, you were standing right there with me when I asked him about my Legends deal. And he looked at me and asked me, you don't have one? Yeah, you the guy that give them out.
I know.
What a lying piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. And I used to talk to John Cone. He said, he said, oh, in his department, or it was bonuses. Like Johnny was telling him, what, did you get a bonus last year? Did you get bonuses, right? He goes, what bonuses? He goes, I didn't get no bonus. He's like, Corona is supposed to give you a bonus every year. He's like, I didn't know that.
Imagine that.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, I know, man. Yeah, he always tried to put himself over, Teddy, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he was so dumb till he thought that I was dumb, and he didn't know that I knew what he was doing to me because I knew how to play the game. Yeah, well, I called your name, and Vince said, oh, yeah, that's that. And you know how it was, Mike. You know he told Vince to put me nowhere.
I know. He's somewhere here in Tampa. I've yet to run into him yet. I have yet to run into
well,
him.
Well, don't worry about it. Don't waste your time in there.
Mike, we're running out of time. I wish we could go on, but we are about to run out of time here, man.
All right.
Yeah, man. But I'd love to get you back on at some later time because I know there's a lot of stories we have not talked about. It's more of an introduction kind of, hey, how you doing? But later down the line, I would like to get you back on again if you're available.
Man, I'd love to be on. I'd love to have you on, Teddy. Man, I'd love to be on Teddy's show, man.
Well, good, man. But that's why I really wanted to get you on too, Mike, so we can keep you relevant and, you know, and let the people know what you're doing now, you know, so they can come out, you know, any bookings or anywhere you're going to be, they can come out to see you. And, you know, I'm going to be in St. Augustine Friday night, so hopefully I'll see you there.
Yeah, we're going to try and make it down still. I don't know. We're debating on something, so I might have to stay a night or two. And we got a dog here, so we got a board dog, so...
I got a dog too. I just took my dog to the border this morning.
Yeah. Well, once again, Mike Chioda, he is the referee of your childhood for many people. And of course, he worked for WWE. He is a legend, should be in the Hall of Fame down the line, Teddy and everybody else. I like to see a lot more referees get in there as well because they're every bit a part of the business as the guys who are working as wrestlers. So
exactly.
Yeah, appreciate
that's it.
That,
we're out of time. I'm Mac Davis. Right. I'm your host for Road Trip After Hours, along with my WWE co-host, Mr. Hall of Famer, Teddy Long, and our special guest today, Mike Chioda. Thanks, Mike.
One love, boys. Thank you very much, Teddy. Thank you, Mac.